Hello.
Hi, James.
Evan?
Yes, sir. How are you doing, man?
This is Zip.
Let's
see,
I'm
Evan,
sorry?
Right? Evan.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Evan, Evan, right?
Yes, sir. Okay. It's Evan. It's Evan giving you a call back.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
So I did send back your email just about 10 minutes ago because I was like on an hour lunch break that I normally take. You sent it right when I went on. But yeah, I got back to you. Yeah, with that, we'll not only list your actual website link on there, but also we'll do a click the call too. That way, like I said, it'll give them like the easiest access as a consumer, especially because they're normally on their phones. Just to give them the easiest chance to give you a call or inquire to your website. Because once we get them on that end, I mean, you can really just start reeling them in from there. Everything just compiles, snowballs up, especially, you know, if they actually make that call, which is definitely the great part of that click-to-call part. That's just a click of the button for them, literally, and they're on the phone with you.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, that link I sent you, that screenshot, okay? Where are you saying that my information will show up? You see that says Angie right there? And everything
right
above that was paid advertising, okay? So there's a bunch of that. So it's not going to be up there.
Let's see real quick.
Are you saying that this is going to be showing up ahead of all of these other, there's two or three other remodelers in there. They're saying bathroom remodeler, kitchen remodeler, you know, and stuff like this.
Yeah, because generally with these organic listings, let's see, because generally there's the paid advertising, and then with this, so I'm seeing that get bath remodel, and that's the only one that's above there that's. And then I'm seeing another one above there because it's all dependent sometimes on how you search. I see Nick's also. Mm-hmm. And then, let's see. There's one. Yeah, so I see Nick's and I see that get bathroom quotes, which is great because both of those really aren't too remodel centric. So within that, I think what we're seeing is a little bit of a vacancy for some programming there. So that shouldn't be an issue at all getting you listed above there, at least above that Angie's Leaf mark, because I'm seeing
above
there,
before Angie Leaf. So that's you're really saying an awful lot. Angie is like getting listed ahead of Lowe's.
Well,
that would be
a lot.
Okay.
No, it's the thing about it is Angie Leads, how they function almost entirely, unless they're in a really populated area, they use these specific positions to advertise themselves. They buy out these specific ones that we're offering today. So that way, it's not like the advertisements where they're paying so much just to be at the very top, but they're paying a fluent amount and just programming, really, so they always show up in that spot. Versus having them to use ad money to consistently stay at the top, which they do, but generally only for populated areas, really populated areas. In this case, they're going to use the same exact programming that we're offering. And that's where they're at right there. That's where you're seeing them from. It's the same type of programming.
Yeah. So are you financing any of those fellows, like a bathroom remodeler and then kitchen remodeling? I guess that wouldn't be competition for me necessarily, right?
Oh, no. We actually don't have any bathroom, kitchen, exterior, interior remodelers in your whole entire 50-mile radius right now. That's why we're actually on the phone. Our collection, our actual, like, department that scans through and gets these leads from Google because they essentially give us the data to pursue. But before we even do that, we do our own due diligence to look up these companies, ensure that we're not first representing the actual area, of course. Then we look into the companies themselves, ensuring they aren't bad actors. They aren't someone we're going to regret representing. And then we compile a list, essentially, of people who pre-qualify and then you get qualified, like you were speaking with Jess earlier. She got you qualified, and then from there, we feel comfortable enough to actually pursue and offer you the position. So we definitely don't have anyone we represent for any type of remodeling in your area right now, because that's all fixated within the same category.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that would be worth paying for, if you can do that.
Yeah. Give us a chance.
Never even come close. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, definitely give us the chance to. We bid out these other guys all the time. At this price point, people get really surprised just about the massive difference it takes. Like, where you'll see yourself in 2 months, it's going to be a night and day difference from where you're at right now, simply because of the listings alone. I mean, it's really incredible. I see it all the time. But yeah, let me go ahead and get this rolling for us, James. I'm going to get some baseline information from you, and we can get this going. Now, let me ask you, what are your hours of operation looking like currently?
Basically 9 to 5, that kind of thing.
Perfect. And that's just Monday through Friday, right?
Yeah. I guess we could put on there Sunday, too. You can put on Sunday. I'm going to skip Saturday, okay?
Open for Sundays at your discretion, is that right?
Just open, open to calls, that kind of thing. I'm not in my office, but I'm open to take calls.
Okay, yeah. You don't work every single Sunday, but it's just the ones, if it's worth your while, you'll do it, right?
If it's a call, you know, if somebody's looking for work, that kind of thing, looking for a service, I'll talk to them for a little bit, you know, set it up.
Gotcha, open for calls on Sunday. Gotcha, perfect. Perfect.
Okay.
And of course, you're licensed and insured with this, right?
Yeah, I have liability insurance, and of course, I sent you all kinds of documents there. I've got licensing with the state, not the state, but local licensing. Okay, I don't have a state license, and that's an expense that is unnecessary.
If it's not necessary, we don't need it. Yeah. We just need that baseline license and licensing insurance, and then we can work with that legally on Google. Perfect. Now, with that, we're going to market you for everything you offer, remodeling, with homes, the decking, and of course the estimates. But within that, we're good at programming so much so that we could throw emphasis and focus on like specific niches or jobs that are your money makers. Do you have anything like that we could throw some focus on for you?
Sure. I think it'd be better if we did that. So let's focus on the deck work, new decks and decks, deck railing. Okay. Painting.
Painting. Exterior, interior?
Yeah, that would be fine. And let's just leave it at that, okay? Because that, you know, I'm all I need to, or at this point, if I get buried with calls, I would have to hire on help to do it all. So, you know, I don't really know how much this is going to increase, you know, the workload I have. So that's a possibility.
So we'll particularly market you for those. So that way, if you're only on the phone for people who are trying to get a real job for you, not some type of estimate or a blow in the wind or something like that. So perfect. Now,
people use me a lot. I've had any number of people that'll have me come out. I'll give them a quote, and then I've had any number of people, they just, you know, I don't get the jobs, but they'll take my quote, give it to another installer often, just say, can you beat this? And you can't prove it, but I've heard that does go on. And I can't control that. It's unfortunate. And because I don't do it for nothing. I've got a markup in there. And if I don't,
right,
I've got some bills to pay, you know, like you. So, I've got stuff like that. And, I've got to keep up with it. I get a lot of
right. And that,
I'm pretty sure.
And that's the beauty of this. This is all coming to you directly. You can talk to these people and not worry about having to pay per a lead or anything like that and really depict, is this person just blowing smoke up or is it actually like a prospect that I'd like to pursue and not have to feel so pressed on pursuing them all the time. Now, on top of that, what are some specific cities, counties, or zip codes we're wanting to market you in?
Let's see. I actually can do that by looking at my Home Advisor map. Let me see if I can pull that up. Angie's List. A-N-G-I. And, Angie Pro. I don't know why I'm doing this. You know, I've got more. Probably all the work that I can do right now with Angie, okay? What is this? But,
so like Maryville, Murphy, Leota.
Well, really, I'm really more interested in Von Orr and, on the south side of, the lakes. I'm trying to get to it here. Pro apps. Okay. I don't know why it's not signing me in here. 3, 3, 6, 8. All the way over to Lenore. Okay, Lenore.
Okay.
I like that area specifically, and that would be good. And
perfect.
I actually did a job here just the other day over North Carolina. It's quite a ways to
really?
Go. Really. Yeah, I think it was an hour drive, so that would mean it was probably about 55 miles the other way, which is within my radius, 50 miles, okay? I think the town was, I think it started with an H. Why I'm not signing into, and here's the, Pro. I don't want to download the app. Okay, maybe I need to do this on my phone. Just a minute. I'm looking for the zip code. You got me on the zip code thing. All right, here's my Angie Pro app. I can't remember the name of that town in North Carolina, but let's see here. Okay, now come down in here. Reviews, messages, opportunities, leads. All right, let's look at the leads. Opportunities. Well, okay. Okay. Let me just do this way. Let's go in here to Google app, or Google Maps. There it is. This is easier. Much easier than trying to force this thing. All right, where are you? What happened there?
Oh, good. Take your time. Just collecting some notes here for us.
All right. Google Maps. Here we go. Let's see. Let's get a review. Okay. I don't want to install the whole program. I just want to use it, buddy. Google Maps. Let's just do that. Open the street. There we go. All right. That's strange.
It's all good, sir. I got a pretty good look at where we're at. Yeah, like I got Lenore, I got the south side of the lake, like Athens, and then, of course, Madisonville, Tellico Plains, and then Loudoun, Sweetwater. I got those together. And, of course, at any time, if you want to add on anything, it's just an easy email, text, or call to us to have us add on a new location or a new city or zip code or any of that, and we'll program it for you. It's not a hard task for us at all. As well as they'll clarify that area if they need to for you on that client in onboarding that we'll schedule here in a second. But I think that's all good. Okay, go ahead.
Henderson, North Carolina. There's a lot of high dollar homes over there around Hendersonville, okay, up in the mountains there. I guess it would be west of Hendersonville. There's a lot of high dollar homes, and that's a good area to work in.
Perfect.
Okay, should I change this to the easiest way to get to this? I couldn't pull up Google Maps on my laptop, but I had got it instantly on my phone.
Interesting.
Because I've already got Google on here for driving and all of that. I can't imagine it'd be such a pain. That was really, let me see if I can go in this way. And okay, that's easy. It's how you do it. So if you go to Google and then you look in their little matrix, click on Google Maps, it'll pull right up. Okay, so there you go. And so now all I got to do, I don't know if you can change this to zip codes, but anyhow, actually, that area up there around the lake, stuff from Bonnor to Lenore City, just on the south side of Maryville, it's a good area, okay? So probably for right now, that's a good place to just focus on, okay? And
perfect.
Now let me ask you this. What I'm really interested in is promoting my program, if I can get it done, see? So now how hard is it going to be to switch this thing over to that when that starts rolling? Okay.
Oh, it's going to be a cakewalk, man. It's going to be a call, probably like 10 minutes, just you explaining them. Obviously, they're going to want you to send over like any, like those informational videos. They'll probably take those from your Facebook and anything else you want to give us as a resource to really show off the program itself. That way, when we're promoting it, people get a great look and understanding of exactly what they're getting into. And know exactly. It's going to be super easy for you. We'll take care of everything for you, do all the heavy lifting. You just let us know when you want to do it.
Okay. That sounds relatively simple.
For sure.
All right.
Yeah. All right. So I got this information together. That really outlines exactly what we need. They'll clarify and get any additional information they need from you for that client interview, for the onboarding. Now, as for a billing address for you, I have here 2440 Fairview Road. Is that a good one for you, James?
That's the only one.
Perfect. Now, give me 37354. All right, great. I'm just applying those two discounts we had for us earlier. Give me one moment. They take a little bit to process. Okay, perfect. And what kind of card are we going to be using for this transaction today?
Okay. Let's see. Okay. I think it'll go on this one here. Okay. This is a Visa.
All right.
4991-6600-0097-2731-826 and 6643.
Thank you.
Yep.
Now, we'll never give out your personal information, but simply because of the sheer amount of traffic that's going to be coming your way, James, and sadly because of today's climate on the internet, the likelihood of you getting a spoof call is a little bit up there. So we want to prevent anything malicious from happening. So what we do is we set up a security question. And that way, if you're ever suspicious about who's calling you, you would immediately ask us this, in which we would immediately answer it for you. As of right now, since you were with us back then, we have it down as your mother's maiden name for Griggs. Do you still want to use that one?
That's fine. That's fine.
Okay, perfect. Now, I just have to do one more thing before I'm actually able to process the payment. It's called our voice verification script. It's recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement, and it's also just an added form of protection for yourself. I'm going to go ahead and start that, James, but if at any point I'm going through this and you're confused about what I'm saying, please feel free to stop me. Does that sound good?
Yep.
Perfect. Now, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
RMI Works TN. That's the name of the business, RMI Works TN.
Perfect. And please state your name and title within the business.
James McCoy. And since it's an LLC, I'm a member. That's my designation, member.
Awesome. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you're an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
Perfect. Now, if you could for me, open up your phone contacts, and I'm going to give you our phone number. This is going to be the only one we contact you from here on out, as well as where you contact us from here on out.
Mm-hmm.
You can save it under the name of the business, Local Splash, and I'll give you that phone number when you're ready.
Okay. Should I put your name in here with it or what, or just the business name?
You can just put Local Splash in there because it's going to be directly to him. I'm always going to have an open door policy with you, but you're going to get a team that's later going to pretty much manage everything for you. So you can just put it down as Local Splash.
Local Splash, L-O-C-A-L.
Yeah, like local. Yeah, like local around you, and then splash, like you're jumping into water.
Yeah, got it. Local Splash, and the phone number is?
That's going to be 877-635-6225. Again, that is 877-635-6225.
Okay. All right.
Great. And do you agree? Perfect. And do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Great. And in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes. Sure.
Perfect. So your payment for the initial term an account setup will be charged today's date, March 18, 2025, in the amount of $249. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 18th day in the amount of $249. This will be a reoccurring payment. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225. You must speak to a live representative to prevent charges on your next month of service. Contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due.
Okay.
All right, processing that now.
All right.
Well, I want to be the first, James, to congratulate you and welcome you on to the team. I really think this is going to be a great move for you that's just going to help your business thrive overall, and I can't wait to see the relationship we're going to continue to have with you. Now, there's just one thing we need to do. We got to schedule your client interview. Now, that can be scheduled at your best convenience. Openings for today, and then we have openings all the rest of the week, whatever works best for you.
How long does that take?
Generally about 20 to 40 minutes.
Oh, geez. Yeah, let's do that another day. I got to run to the bank.
Okay, no problem. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday? Which day?
Seems like I have something coming up.
Yeah, take your time. If you need to look at your schedule real quick, I don't want to double book
you. I've got a job to do. Okay, what times do you have? Okay, this is Tuesday. What times do you have on Wednesday?
Wednesday. Let's take a look. Are you in Eastern or Central? You're in the Eastern, right?
Yes.
You're the Eastern side. So we open up at 10 o'clock your time and close at 7. So anytime between then, excluding that 3 o'clock time range when we take our lunch. But anytime between then is perfectly fine.
All right. Let's see. That would be... So right now, I'm 4 o'clock here, and you're looking at 2 o'clock. Is that right?
Right.
Okay. All right. So, so you open up at what time? 9 o'clock?
10 a.m. your time, and then we close at 7 p.m.
All right. 10 my time. Okay. So, let's see. I guess I could do 11 o'clock, tomorrow.
Perfect.
11 a.m., okay?
Yeah, that's perfect.
I like to do it early as I can and get it. Cause if I put it to the end of the day, I lots to get things when I get focused on work, okay? So.
I'll go ahead and schedule that. Yeah, let's do it at 11. That's no problem. And for that phone number that I've been using to contact you from, the 423-368-8660, is the best way to reach you?
The only way, unless you want to text me. You can text me the same number, and, of course, I'm going through a satellite right now. It's, in Tennessee, we've got all these mountains around us, and when I turn my satellite off, I lose connection with the world, and there's just so many valleys and hills here. It doesn't work.
That's nice. That's nice, though.
I like it.
You have that option. Yeah, you have that option to disconnect, and a lot of people don't, including myself, for sure.
Yep.
Well, I got us all scheduled for that, James. You're actually going to receive an email just for the confirmation of the appointment. You don't have to confirm it or anything. It's just going to give you a notice so that way you know. And I'll actually be at the start of that call just to introduce you to the programming specialist that's going to be conducting the interview and get the both of you acquainted. But otherwise, James, again, I want to welcome you on to the team, man. I think this is going to be a great move for you and just a long-lasting relationship for years to come.
Well, you know, if you can do what you told me you said you can do, I won't have a bit of problem paying that. I'll find a way to get that money. When I got work coming in, that means more money. Okay. I got
more
money.
Yeah.
I can afford stuff. Okay. So
exactly.
Between you and Angie's List, I probably will be buried and I'll have to get some help.
Well, we're going to be here, man. We're going to definitely make this something that is not going to be something it's going to be hanging over. It's going to be a drop in the bucket. Yeah. We're just going to help you get moving and going. Yeah. But otherwise, there's nothing else we need to do currently. We're all good to go. I'll call you up tomorrow, and we'll get everything rolling and get you onboarded at 11 tomorrow.
Got it. All right.
Perfect, James.
Evan, it's been good talking with you. And I'm anxious. How long will it take to start seeing some evidence of your background work here? Okay.
Yeah. So actually, the first evidence you're probably going to see in the first 2 weeks or so, because those Facebook ads are so easy, or not so easy, but so well programmed and so great at targeting that audience, as well as how fast we can get them out there in front of the right crowd. You'll start getting calls from Facebook alone within the first 2 weeks. Sometimes I even see them before, just because they're really hitting the right audience with that.
Yeah, now that's interesting. I mean, because how does your program pick out the right audience?
Oh,
what would be the right audience?
Yeah, so Facebook's side can get really complex because it's all targeted advertisements. So what it does is, what a lot of people don't recognize this, but when you get onto Facebook, when you download it or you have it on your computer, it'll really quickly ask you, can we collect your data from other sites? So a lot of people just click yes. They don't really know the information that goes behind that. But as soon as they get that access from the user, every single site, every single place you're going on that device, getting tracked by Facebook. When you hop onto their platform, they know exactly what advertisements they can throw in front of you. Because aside from them just having users on there, that's their whole bread and butter, how they're a multi-billion-dollar organization, is having well-crafted advertisements hitting the right audiences. So with that, having that programming, you know exactly what these users are looking up. So you already know what to advertise off of them. It's like a alley-oop from themselves that we know how to catch and throw down.
Yes. You know, you've done well. You don't sound a whole lot like a car salesman. You sound a lot like somebody I might work with. And as a result, I'm not tense. Okay. You've done well.
I appreciate that, James. I really do, man. I thank you for that. And I think we're definitely going to show to be not just some used car salesman, but definitely someone that's a great avenue for you to just find some great, consistent work. We're going to be a great pair, I think.
I'll tell you what, what you need to do is you need to try to, you know, tell me where to look, okay? Like send me a text or send me an email that says, hey, you know, we're advertising over here, and, I need to be able to see something that's happening. I need to be able to, you know, I'd like to see an ad, you know? Like if you're put together something, you got something running, what would be cool is if you would send me a snippet and say, hey, we're running this right now on Facebook and so on and so forth or whatever. And, that kind of stuff.
They'll definitely do that for you.
The people out here, we don't know where to look, you know, and this is a gray area. And so if you're really doing this, if you're really accessing this data like that, which this is what we all need, that would be cool.
Yeah, they'll definitely show that to you. They'll show you your advertisements as they go out or even beforehand if you want to see them to make sure they're up to your standard. Yeah, if you want to ask about that, but they'll definitely make sure you can see your own advertisements at the very least to make sure they're up to your standard and showing off what you would like.
All right. Well, Well, you got your money, so let's go to work.
Yes, sir. I'll call you up tomorrow, and we'll get everything going, James, okay?
All right, dude.
All right, man. You have a great rest of your evening. Bye.
Yes.